This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Sell time. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us here on the whole show.
Bye.
That the Broncos are going to lose to the Texans on Sunday?
No, I was going to buy that this is the greatest show of all time.
You keep trying to jump the gun, and I get you every time. I'm going to get you every time, Michael. I scared the crap out of you in the hallway, and you deserved it. I got you good.
You were bullying me.
That was commitment to that scare. I am the best.
Well done.
Am I the best scarer around here?
I've gotten you a few times.
Yeah, but I go all in on the scare. I scare because I care.
I'm not patient enough.
Oh, you were in the bathroom a long time.
I had a lot of water in me.
I was waiting outside.
Once I finish this, I will have a total of 60 ounces of water.
Buy
here at work today.
Buy or sell. The Buffs should go ahead and start Julian Lewis for the remainder of the season. And it would waste his red shirt. But the reason for doing that is you get him some real experience in a season that has gone south, and you're just trying to maybe squeak into a bowl game. I don't think the Buffs, I'm sure they care, but buy or sell, they should start the freshman. What is he, 17? Start the freshman quarterback.
The question before I buy or sell, because I need more information, is who's going to give you the chance to win?
Does it matter right now?
Yes.
Does it matter?
Start whoever gives you the chance
to
win.
But what if starting him now means he's going to be better and well-equipped for next year? Giving him meaningful game experience against Arizona and West Virginia and Arizona State and K-State could really set him up for next season. I mean, you're 3-5. You're 1-4 in the conference.
You can still make it to a bowl game.
You got to win 3 out of the next 4 games. I don't see that happening. So you're not buying it. The answer to your question is Caden Salter right now.
Yeah, I mean, the Q-tips earwax bowl is still on the table.
Don't like that. Buy or sell, this is the most important game of the season for the Broncos, and don't give me
it's because it's the next one.
Don't do it. This is a season-defining game for the Broncos on Sunday at Houston. Don't let the record fool you. Houston's a good team, and they're getting better.
Well, it's because it's the next one.
That's what you're saying, really? It's the most important. It's not a season-defining game.
Every game is important.
Stop it. You're not a coach. Nobody would put you in charge of kids or even adults.
Every game is important.
Is this more important?
More important than last game.
You're hopeless sometimes. Yes, I do think this is a season-defining game. I think you need to start proving, and I think Houston's a good team. The record is not that it is what it is, man. They're not that bad. But I think going up against Houston, if you can beat them on the road, when one of your best players, if not your best player, is out, that would be, hey, we're coming in on Monday, and we're talking about a fourth Super Bowl for the Denver Broncos in franchise history. And we are talking about 3 parades like you want to go into so much when it's the Avalanche and the Nuggets and the Broncos. Think about that. the Broncos, if they beat the Texans, I think it turns. I think the national narrative turns, too. Now they beat Dallas. Well, their defense is bad. Well, they beat the Giants. Well, it took the fourth quarter, and the Giants aren't great. Well, they beat the Jets in London. Sloppy game, ugly. They beat the Eagles. Well, the Eagles at that point were trying to figure out who they are. They beat the Bengals. Nope, Joe Burrow's not there. They beat Tennessee. Well, they just fired their coach a couple weeks ago. There's a lot of excuses you can make when you're looking at when you're asking that question, like, who do they beat? Who do they beat? Who do they beat? Well, you don't apologize for the schedule. You don't apologize for winning games in this league. Houston's different. They're 3-4. Again, I think they're on the mend. They might be a playoff team. That would be a big one. And then you beat the Raiders, and then you have another season-defining game against the Kansas City Chiefs on November 16th. I don't want to rush time away here because we're slowly having a phenomenal season, Michael. We haven't been in this territory in a very long time where you're 6-2 at this point. It's not looking like you're going to need a miraculous run. I mean, the Broncos were, 3-2 at one, after they beat the Raiders last year, and then they lost, and then they got to 5-3, but they were always kind of flirting with that 500 mark until they got into November, and it was they beat Atlanta, they beat the Raiders, they beat the Browns, they finished with 10-7. It might not be the crazy push down the end. I mean, you're talking about a team that might, after the Houston game, if they are 7-2, you're talking about a team that might be in the discussion to get the first round bye and the number one seed. Now, the Colts will stand in the way of that, like we talked about yesterday, because they only have one loss, but also they beat the Broncos. They are at Pittsburgh this weekend. Then they have the Falcons. Probably favorites in both of those games. Are they a favorite against the Steelers? Yeah, a 3.5-point favorite. They'll be a favorite against the Falcons. And then they're at Kansas City, home against the Texans, at Jacksonville, at Seattle. So the schedule kind of gets a little more difficult for them. That's why it would be a nice idea for the Broncos to go ahead and beat a tough, gritty Houston Texans team. Texter from the 970 on the Buffs thing. I think if they don't start the young QB, Prime isn't coming back as coach. Elaborate. What do you mean? Like, what would he would if they don't start Julian Lewis? How would that impact Coach Prime's decision on whether or not to come back? I'm curious.
Or are they? Is the texter saying he's going to get fired?
No. No. I mean, we talk about Coach Prime, and he is way different. He is above all of the regular coach talk that we go over on this show. I can't explain it. He just is. Well, yeah, I can't explain it. He's so freaking popular. The money is coming. And until that stops, no amount of losses will mess with Coach Prime's situation at Colorado. No, zero. I mean, they would have to be the worst. They'd have to be one of the worst teams in college football if the money is still coming, which it won't if they are one of the worst teams in college football for that to happen.
I don't see him getting fired anytime soon.
No.
The only way I see him not being here next year is for health purposes, and I don't wish that upon him.
Do you think in his, like, we've talked about this a lot, like, do you... A rough year. Now, he said all the right things, like, oh, losing only motivates me more. Losing only makes me want to win more. And I believe that, but when does he get to the point where it's like, dude, I've made a lot of money. I'm not feeling right. My kids aren't here anymore. He's got ones hanging out there with him, working with him. But Shadur's in the NFL. We'll see how long that career is going to go.
Yeah, it'll be soon before all his kids are coming back working with him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you Is that something that's weighing on your brain? Like, is Shedeur Sanders going to be in the NFL long?
He's going to be the youngest offensive coordinator in the NCAA.
I do not see Shedeur Sanders being a coach. I just don't see it. But maybe I'm wrong. I would imagine a lot of those things are going to be weighing on him. And when you factor in the health stuff and just the shine, whatever you want to call it, it's just much different than it was last year. Last year they were winning, but you pair the Coach Prime popularity with Shedeur Sanders, with the Heisman winner Travis Hunter, and that is just a recipe for must-see television, win or lose. And fortunately, they were good. They were pretty good last year. But now you have this year, which has been rough for them, and I thought we would be here. Not quite this bad, maybe, but listen, the over-under for them was 6.5 of wins, and I thought they would be around that mark, so 5-6 probably, and they might still get to that. But I'm looking at the games I had them picked. Man, I picked them to lose to Georgia Tech. My picks have been good, and the Buffs have actually been a big part of that. I picked them to lose to Georgia Tech, to cover against Delaware. I don't know if they did or not. I picked Houston to cover. I did go against them against Wyoming. I thought something was there. That was a whiff. That was a, you know what, let's just swing for the fences and see what happens. I believe I got the BYU one right. Certainly didn't think they were going to win, and they were close. I called the TCU cover, and that happened, barely. I called the win over Iowa State. No Buffs fans gave me any kind of high five or anything. Thank you. And I did call the Utah cover. But either way you want to look at it, this is not going to end up being a great year. But, I mean, if they win the next four, Mike, if they win the next four games, they're 7-5. And suddenly, you know, and then you're 5-4 in the conference, and then he looks like a genius. Wow. You took what looked to be a mess after the Utah game, especially, and made something of it. The Buffs aren't a bad team. You know, they were close to BYU. It was a close game against TCU, and TCU got that backdoor cover late with that touchdown to put them up 14. They're not a bad team.
They're not a bad team, but they're not a good team.
But this is what I expected to happen for the Buffs, Mike. This is what I thought would be. You're replacing, well, they just retired two of the numbers that they're replacing while they're still playing in the NFL. But that's how we can argue with that decision all we want, but nobody's arguing whether or not those two players were two of the greats for CU. Travis Hunter, for sure. So replacing them was going to be very tough, both for leadership purposes, swag, you know, swagger, all that stuff. That's a big deal. And for a Coach Prime-led crew, that's an important deal. But if they lose to, you know, are they favorites against Arizona? No. They're 3.5-point dogs. They're going to be favorites over West Virginia. Well, they probably won't be a favorite over Arizona State. That's probably close. And then I don't think they'll be a favorite over K-State. No. So if you just look at that, then they got two wins, and they could get to five wins. No bowl. But I don't think any amount, they could lose out and there's no hot seat conversation. You know, Rick George, to my understanding, is like, this was my big hire, this was my claim to fame, and it worked. No matter how it ends up going, it worked. You got money, you got praise, you got accolades, you got a lot of eyeballs on you. But from what I hear, is that this is Rick George. Once Coach Prime is done, Rick George is going to just walk right off into the sunset too. So he's not going to be in a hurry to want to move that guy out, and I don't think fans are going to want that. You could probably do a poll for Buffs fans. Hey, if the Buffs finish 4-8 on the year, Should Coach Prime be on the hot seat? I would imagine, if this were just Buffs fans voting, I would imagine you're going to get a resounding no and shut up. A bunch of fun things that certain Buffs fans like to post. Yeah, he ain't going anywhere anytime soon unless he wants to. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up, Thursday Night Special is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to that in the third segment, Mike. So
that's not the picks, though.
What?
Well, that's not the picks. You make a pick, but that's not the picks.
Correct. The picks are on Friday.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. Eastside Chris, Brady, accolades. You picked CU for spreads. Wins only count. Not in gambling. Not in the gambling. Iowa State was a favorite, and I picked CU to win. So, no, there are a lot of accolades. That's what goes in the picks. That's why I'm 23-20. That's why I'm over 500 against the spread. Yeah, there's a lot of accolades. You're welcome. We'll be right back.
One is a trickster. One is a treat. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Just 25 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. I'm really excited to see what you're coming up with for the Thursday night special, Michael. I'm assuming that's still in the cards. Are you doing something special?
Who?
You're not going to do it, are you? You got nothing.
Do what?
You got nothing planned for the intro of the great Brian Gary once did, which we'll do next week, thankfully.
Wait, Brian didn't do one this week?
No, he didn't do one this week. So it's on you, and apparently nobody told you about it, but it's just you need to be in the know. And you know this is the most important segment in the history of radio.
I thought that was the picks.
No, the picks are just, they're important, but that's not the most important. Thursday Night Special is the most important.
All right, so what's your record for the Thursday Night
Special? That's not important, necessarily. Like, the record's not important.
So the record of the most important segment in all of radio isn't important.
Not important. That part is not, no.
Just the fact that it exists is important. Accuracy, meh.
No, the fact that it's like Coach Prime. You don't have to win. It's just the fact that he's there makes us relevant, makes people want to talk about us. The Thursday night special is basically Coach Prime.
So we can boot Keeler off, like, just next week. Just say, you can't talk anymore.
Don't ask any questions. Although I usually ask him questions, but we would do the same thing.
But you would ask them rudely.
Yes.
As Coach Prime was rude and said, no more talking.
Yeah. That was a weird thing, too. You got to think that there's a part of Buffs reporters that when the day comes Coach Prime isn't there anymore, it's not going to be like walking on eggshells. Because you got to wonder, like, any question you ask, is he going to shut it down? Is he going to tell you, what's culture? You know, hey, what is the team culture like? Or what did he say?
Culture.
Was it culture? And then it was was something about a quarterback, wasn't it? Who's like your guarantee? What was the question, Mike? I can't remember. It was something about his quarterback. And then it was something about your identity. That's what it was, your identity. A question about, hey, like, what's this team's identity? And Coach Prime's like, what does that even mean? And I think,
hand me a dictionary.
There's identity thing and perennial quarterback, like, who's your guy? And he didn't seem to want to answer those questions. I have to imagine there will be certain reporters after the end of this that are not hating on the guy, just like, hey, it's easier to go to work now. We kind of know what we're going to get, maybe, depending on who they hire next.
I would love to see Lytle versus Prime.
Ooh, that would be fascinating. Because I don't think Kevin really... You know I'd like to see, too, on that note, is like Miles Blumhardt. Because he used to be a sports guy. In fact, when I met him, he was the sports editor of the Colorado one. He would have got booted. He would have been told to leave. He wouldn't have been able to ask questions.
He doesn't put up his stuff.
No. I've seen him in press conferences. I've seen him in a roundtable discussion with Joe Parker, former AD for CSU. And that was uncomfortable. But in a good way. Like, good on Miles for asking those tough questions. But that was tough. He gets after. That would have been fun. Yeah, I think that when Coach Prime's time is done, the tell-all from some of the reporters that had to cover the team and talk about this team might be very fascinating. And I'm just saying, that's who he is. Like, sometimes if he's in a certain way, a certain mood, he's going to take questions that really don't need to have negative and weird answers to them, and he's going to give you that. That's what he's going to do. He's not going to like a negative piece about him in the Denver Post, and he's going to forever write you off. He's going to embarrass... You remember what he did to Keeler at the end last year?
Did he keel him softly?
He was basically like, you have a chance to explain yourself. Go ahead, ask a question. And Sean's like, I'm not playing this game. You know, you're trying to put me on the spot when I haven't been allowed to ask questions. And now suddenly you're trying to put me on the spot to embarrass me. I'm not playing the game. And a lot of people were pissed, and they're like, Sean, you should have just asked a question at that point. And he's like, I applaud him for standing his ground. Keeler gets kind of an interesting rep, but I thought he was 100% in the right on this. We want columnists and radio talk show hosts to have opinions. They're not always going to be positive. They're not always going to be negative. But when they're negative, that's part of it. If they're fair, if they're somewhat fair. Do you think Mercedes Lewis is going to not answer any questions from Sean Keeler because he called him old in the Denver Post, basically saying they don't need an old Mercedes? They need a hot rod? If he does, then that's silly. This dude's 41. How do you think that's going to go? You think he's going to play this week? Mercedes Lewis, is he actually going to play? He kind of has to. You don't have any other tight ends.
If he doesn't play, you got a game plan around.
Why didn't Caleb Lohner
away from the position?
Why didn't Caleb Lohner get a look here? Caleb Lohner was the tight end, the basketball player turned tight end from Utah. The Broncos drafted him the 7th round pick. He's on the practice squad now. Like, why is that? Why aren't we talking about that guy at all? Is he just not good? Must be not looking very good in practice.
Can he not block?
Probably not. He's not a traditional... He's a 6'7", 250-pound tight end who, you know, he also played basketball. But basketball was kind of the main thing. In football, he played 1 year. He had 4 receptions for 54 yards and 4 touchdowns. All he does is catch touchdowns, Mike. 4 receptions, 4 touchdowns. Think we could use some of that? 32 minutes after the hour. Thursday night special is coming up next. We've got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Miami Dolphins. And this is a desperate situation for both teams. The Ravens are 2-5. The Dolphins are 2-6. The Ravens are getting Lamar Jackson back. Can they play defense? Are they going to make Miami look like a great offense again? I'll give you my pick. The Ravens are -7.5. You know I love Lamar Jackson, but don't let that fool you. I've had a very difficult time with this one because that Ravens defense is so freaking miserable. And maybe the Dolphins now have some confidence. You know, they beat the Falcons, and they had a close game against the Chargers a couple weeks ago. Are they going to get it figured out? It's kind of a must win, don't you feel like, for Mike McDaniel? You kind of have to win, or it's probably done, because then you'd be 2-7. It's must win time. Probably must win.
You can have a job here.
Probably must win for Baltimore, too, I would imagine, right? So must win for both of these games. One coach loses, though. There's one coach in this game that if he loses, that might be the end, and you'd be on a short or a long weekend too to figure this out. So this could be it. Let's get to the pick coming up. But first, Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I would like to apologize to everybody in advance. Oh, God. Thursday night's going to be the... Oh, crap. Hang on. Let me go back. Here. Brady, laugh at me. See, I screwed up already. So I haven't had a chance to practice this. I wrote it really quickly, and
the music just start over. Yeah.
I gotta start over.
Stop
okay.
The music.
So I don't do this stuff on a regular basis, and I'm more of an editor than an. I hope no one's driven off the road laughing.
I don't know. Can you restart it? I don't know if I can actually make the pick. Restart it.
Yeah.
Don't deprive us.
So I got to look at my lyrics okay. And follow the Push It to the Limit song okay. At the same time.
No, we get what so you're doing.
Dude, it's good. It's so bad.
Just start over. Okay, ready? We're okay. Just coming back in from commercial break, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, listen to KFKA. They're so good. Everybody loves them. Here we go.
No, you got to do the celebrity thing. Hi, this is Joan John, and you're listening to The Whole Show on...
Hi, this is Jim Rome. You're listening to The Whole Show. North Carter's voice.
Push it to the limit. Thursday night, he's got the edge. But one more loss, he's off the ledge. Mr. Thursday night. I apologize again. Right, he's got the limit. No refunds and no returns. Intellect so hot, it burns. Gonna come... Oh, my writing sucks. Make the bet and double the stakes. Mr. Thursday night, he's gonna be great. Yeah, that's all I have. That's so bad.
No! Honestly, after the first hiccup where everything just kind of, the timing was off and then the music just stopped, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I missed so much of it. It's...
No, actually, I thought it was... Dude, there was anger in his voice. You could see the passion.
I wish Brian was here
you
to do it.
You did that live, everybody. That was good.
And I also can't read my own writing.
Yeah, that, I could tell you were really rolling, and then you went to go, oh, no, I don't know what that word is.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I
just make it up next time.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this place in this place.
Can I see that paper? Turn the paper. Man, you actually... You put that together in like 2 hours.
Well, no, I put it together in like the last segment of Roos's show.
Dude, there's talent there. There's talent there, folks.
Not
You've seen
really.
America's Idol, American Idol, or America's Got Talent. You would be on that show.
Brian would beat me out.
That was so
by a long
good.
Shot.
I was. At first, it was laughter of the screw-up because the music just stopped, the timing. And then...
It was
then,
laughter of then, the screw-up.
But then I, like, stood back and I'm like, holy crap. That was pretty good. Texter, ooh, look at this one. This is by far the worst I've ever heard. Okay, well,
You
can't win them all.
I totally agree.
That was so good.
It was so bad. I deserve burritos, by the way, Brady. So not only burritos and lasagna tomorrow, I think also burritos on next Friday.
No, that was pretty bad, though. We probably lost some listeners, but that's okay. A risk I'm willing to take. All right, tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins. It's a must win. That's what makes this Thursday Night Football is the best football game on the schedule every single week. That's why we built this entire segment around it. The record for me has not been good. It's must win for me. It's must win for McDaniel. It's must win for Harbaugh. All three of us, man. It's a trifecta of must winness. It's probably going to end in a tie that I would lose. So I don't know how that works. Because I've got to pick somebody to win or cover or what here. I don't know. Baltimore should win. Okay. Let's just say that. Baltimore should win this game. And then that might be the end for Mike McDaniel. But it is a bad defense for Baltimore. Terrible defense. He said, Chris has no lasagna for you. You were like setting your, you're already like planning on it being here. Yeah, I'll have the lasagna tomorrow because he said Chris promised in the text line.
I'm going to play the real one for you guys going out.
Okay. Boy, do the Ravens cover 7.5, or is this when everything starts to click? Tua and Waddle go off, and Mike McDaniel's job is safe for another day. And now we're looking at the Ravens going, oh, they're probably going to miss the playoffs. They still might, even if they win tonight. Ravens, 7.5. That's, if it was 7, it might be easier. That half is scary. And I'm down on my luck. I saw Bruce today, and he's like, I'm about ready to get back into to DraftKings again because of the Thursday night special, because people are just fading me.
One more loss, you're off the edge.
That's pretty good. Okay, Mike, let's go. Baltimore minus 7.5. The most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment is back with the vengeance.
Quoth the Raven.
Eat my shorts.
Bart, stop it.
He says nevermore, and that's all he'll ever say.
Okay, okay.
Dolly, look at me. Did you send the Ravens? That was your job. Your only job.
On second down and one off the play fake. Lamar looking to throw. Throws for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Baltimore! Wallace got free! Jackson rolling. Jackson looking to the back of the end zone. Caught!
That
touchdown,
was
Walker!
That
looking
was
to throw,
electrifying.
Looking for the end zone. It's caught!
Yeah.
Touchdown, Walker! Mm-hmm. All he does is score touchdowns! Three career receptions! Three career touchdowns!
On second and 10, they're going to throw it again for Hopkins! And DeAndre Hopkins has got it!
Quoth the Raven. Nevermore.
Very good, Michael. Very good.
Should have sung to this Rammstein song.
No, that's, I think what we got was pretty good. You know what? You got out of your shell. You did something that you didn't think you could do, and look what you did. That's what the Thursday Night Special does to people, Mike.
Thursday Night!
It gives them hope.
A night!
Courage. And bravery. I think that's kind of the same thing. But still, it gives that to people. And we did that. I did that. You're welcome, by the way. You did something you never... Have you ever sang like this before? No, you didn't.
Not
that's
on
the
radio.
Never on the radio. This
sung down the hall to annoy you guys.
Yeah, and it's good then, too. This gave you the power to do that, man. This is the Thursday Night Special. It changes people's lives.
I feel like I'm going to get sued. I think a lot of people have emotional distress, and I'm going to get sued.
Oh, I definitely do. That might be the hardest I've ever laughed on the air, though. It's got to be close.
And I think you also peed yourself.
I might have to check. But you did recover, and it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Not much better.
If it
was better, you have very low expectations of me.
Well, I mean, pass on that. But, you know, you did great. It was awesome. Well done. 46 minutes after the hour. I like the Ravens. Look out for, if you follow me on X, at Whole Show, look out for The Rock, who is the second most electrifying man in all of sports and entertainment. Look out for those gifts tonight, because we're going to go all in. We're going all in. The Ravens and Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Lamar Jacksons, are going to destroy the Miami Dolphins. We'll be right back.
Push it to the limit. Walk along a razor's edge. Don't look down, just keep your head or you're finished. Open up the limit. Past the point of no return. Reach the top, but still you gotta learn how to keep it. Hit the wheel and double the stakes. Throttle wide open like a bat out of hell. You crash the gates.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn today? We learned that Micah can kind of sing?
No,
yeah,
not at all.
Kind of? I don't know. I'd like
I
to hear
sing.
It again at some point.
No. Well, if you want to hear it again, you can find it on 1310kfka.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify if I decide to post that segment.
Search The Whole Show. We learned that apparently posting that Vance Joseph is... There's a lot of respect for that guy, and it's an amazing story. Apparently that's somewhat controversial for some. Amazing to me. Oh, and I also said they have the best defense in the league, but I don't... There's a couple other good defenses, like Denver. Denver's pretty much right up there, though. Number one in some of the major categories, like third down efficiency or third down stops and red zone. Pretty important. Significant, I think.
Do better. Oh, no, they can't because they're so good.
We learned we don't want to be that person, right? We don't want to be that guy that says, do better. If you're complaining about somebody's post, just disagree with them. Just disagree.
Disagree.
You don't need to write do better because they're not going to write, oh, I'm sorry, up is down, my bad. I'll do that for you. No, don't do the do better thing.
It sounds like my fourth grade teacher.
Whether it's sports or politics or any of that stuff, just stop it. That's your new quote. Stop it. I'd rather you just do that than say do better.
You can do better.
No.
Oh, how passive aggressive.
Don't enjoy that.
Fourth grade teacher.
We learned that it's a pretty significant game tonight for the Ravens and the Dolphins. We also learned that Joker does not want you to say what he's doing looks easy.
And what did Jokic say?
But it is. It is easy. Joker. That's the real Joker, Mike. Your wannabe pretend Joker situation in the Broncos. It's close to RJ Harvey, but not quite. Nikola Jokic is the Joker. Everyone knows that. He is...
Like the picks.
Mark Ham Ruffalo or whatever your guy is that's a cartoon character voice. He's that Joker.
Mark Ruffalo is in the MCU, Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Hamill is DC.
Okay.
You should know that.
We learned that. Useless knowledge today. We'll be back at it on a Friday because the picks are on Friday and everybody knows that. Good night, Northern Colorado.
Push it to the limit.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.